Hello and welcome back to Core Finance. I'm Matt Brown. I'm joined by Clem Chambers, CEO and founder of ADVFN, and we're looking at Bitcoin as we hit the $8,000 mark. Clem, onwards and upwards, is it?
Well, I believe so. Actually, over £6,000 a coin, if you're going to be very local about it. I think obviously the market sees $10,000 very soon. And, you know, Bitcoin is leading the charge. Although some of the altcoins now are now moving because, you know, the original loop was Bitcoin becomes a thing. People invent altcoins. Everybody goes, well, if Bitcoin can be worth $1,000, this altcoin can be worth $10. And then that led the charge of the altcoins. Bitcoin has exploded since then, and that sucked a lot of money out of the altcoins and into Bitcoin, because everyone's going, no, Bitcoin is a juggernaut, it's unstoppable. Why am I messing around with these small things? I need to get back into Bitcoin. And that has drained some liquidity out of the smaller stuff, which has lagged behind. But now, ultimately, people are going to go again, God, I made a lot of money in Bitcoin. Oh, what about all these altcoins? They seem to be quite reasonable. I have some of those. So the altcoins are now picking up as well. And Bitcoin is just a monster. I mean, it's charging on. It's going to hit $10,000 unless something weird happens. It could go a lot further. The key thing I focus on, because the profits are so large, it's easy for an old style investor to go, right, I've got enough. I've got 100% here. Goodbye. Or I've got 200%. That's terrible. I'm scared now. Is that the overall market cap of the whole sector is still tiny. It's still like 250 billion, which is just one company on the NASDAQ. In fact, a third of Google, a third of an Apple. And this is for a wave that is global, a wave that is a headline on every other page, a word on the tip of everybody's tongue. And still it's only worth around $200 billion. Going to a trillion is not, you know, a big stretch for this. And I think it's going to go there sometime in a really pretty much short order. I mean, you know, as a tipster, you go, well, buy next Christmas. But what you really mean is buy next March. And I do think that this is going to move fast. It's going to hit 10,000 without doubt. I'm probably going to say goodbye at $35,000 a coin. People are talking about $100,000, $1 million a coin. $1 million is the maximum it can go to, because that's 1 cent a Satoshi. Well, it's not really a maximum, but it's a kind of maximum. Mm-hmm. But easily it can go to 10,000, easily 25,000. And then after that, well, it just depends. If we go into mania, it depends on regulation. It depends on all sorts of factors, because, you know, the good side of the story is Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies and blockchain is attracting massive media attention. But the bad news is it's still really small. So, you know, it could really get quite frantic. And, you know, the regulators are quite interested in all this, even while it's this small globally. And so there's all sorts of bumps and lumps that we're going to get volatility. I mean, the last few weeks is enough to be seen how only a few days ago it was $3,800. And now it's 8,000. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the sort of volatility that is wonderful to watch when it's going your way, and not so wonderful when it's going against, of course. But that kind of wild behaviour is only going to get wilder. So, you know, there's a lot of risk in regulation coming along, and it's a wild, speculative ride, and I'm enjoying it very much at the moment. I'm sure a lot of the viewers are as well.
Oh, indeed. It's certainly getting a lot of attention. In the meantime, I'm going to have to let you go, Clem. It's Clem Chambers, who knows more than a thing or two about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, so much so he's written a book. Clem Chambers, founder and CEO of ADVFN. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Martin, and thanks for the plug.